Good morning, everyone. How many of you have gone down to Wellington and crossed the Cook Strait from the North Island to the South Island on the ferry?
我们在座有没有人曾经到从北岛去南岛的那个轮渡？
Just one? All right.
就一个人。
Well, at the very beginning of last year,
在去年年初,
in January 2023,
去年年初, 1月, 2023年的1月份,
the Cook Strait ferry called Kaitiaki had engine failure.
有一条渡轮叫Kaitiaki, 它的
So the ship was out in the sea in Cook Strait.
然后这条渡轮就在库克海峡那边搁浅.
And there was a storm and the wind was blowing.
那里在当时有狂风暴天气.
And they were just being blown by the wind towards the Wellington Rocks.
所以这条渡轮就在风暴的吹逼下，就被一直向惠灵顿的那个岩石区被推向那个地方。
There were about 800 people on board.
当时这个渡轮上面有800人左右。
And fortunately, they let the anchors down into the sea.
很幸运的是， 他们船上的渡人, 他们准确地投进了海床里面。
And the anchors held the ship.
然后那个锚就稳稳地稳住了这艘船。
And they were able to repair the engines and get safely into Wellington Harbour.
因着锚使得船的稳固, 他们有时间去修理这个引擎, 使船能安全地驶入这个惠灵顿的海湾。
Now, if you look at the paper that I printed,
如果你看这个图表,
you'll see that there's a little picture at the bottom. It's too small and you can't see much, but that just might be the Kaitiaki.
这个蓝色的图画就是Kaitiaki这艘渡轮。
And then if you look at the top, there's another ship.
如果你看最上面这个, 这个渡轮, 另外一艘船,
called the Wahine.
这条渡轮名字叫Wahine.
And when Mabeth and I were in Bible College in 1968,
当我和Mabeth在1978年在圣经学院的时候,
the Wahine got into trouble and sank in the Wellington Harbour.
这时候瓦哈尼这条渡轮, 它遇到了麻烦, 然后沉入了惠灵顿海湾.
So the top one is a photo of the Wahine.
所以我们看到第一幅图画是瓦哈尼这艘船的全貌.
And the middle one is a photo of the day when it sank.
中间那幅图画是当那天他沉船的时候的景象。
It was actually the day before Easter weekend.
他沉船那一天是复活节的前一周。
And 52 people died.
那一次沉船过程中有52人丧生。
This ship used to go from Wellington to Christchurch.
这条船是从惠灵顿去基督城的路上的海渡轮。
And that morning, the ship came in towards the harbour.
在早晨, 瓦哈尼去驶向惠灵顿海湾。
And there was a very bad storm.
然后遇上了很恶劣的风暴天气。
But suddenly, as the ship came right into the entrance of the harbour, the storm got a lot worse.
当他们驶入布林顿海关入口的时候，风暴升级了。And
the radar stopped working on the ship.
船上的雷达都一度停止了运作。So
they couldn't see anything.
他们无法看清方向，看清任何事情。
And there are rocks and the hills on both sides of the Wellington Harbour entrance.
然后在入口的两旁都是岩石群。
And the ship hit some of the rocks.
然后瓦黑尼撞上其中的一块岩石。
And then they put their anchors down.
他们同时也放下了锚。
But the wind was so strong that the anchors could not hold the ship.
但是风暴实在太强烈了，它的锚无法稳定住。
And eventually the ship got blown off the channel again and finally sank.
所以最终这艘船被风暴吹走，沉船。
So having good anchors on a ship is very important.
所以从这些事故当中我们看出，如果一艘船有一个非常好的锚，是何等何等的重要。
They don't help to drive the ship forward.
锚不能使船往前走。
But they can protect the ship by holding it if the anchors dig into the ground.
但是锚能够起到坚固稳定船的作用。
Now, you'll see in a minute why I told you that story.
等一下，我们就可以知道为什么我会一开始讲这段往事。
Last month we looked at Hebrews chapter 6.
上一个月，上一次讲到我们是一起分享了希伯来书第六章。
So if we can look again at chapter 6.
如果我们可以再一次来到希伯来书第六章。
So that's Hebrews chapter 6.
所以我们来看希伯来书第六章。
Now, in verse 1 it says, we are to go on to maturity.
第六章第一节，我们还有印象的话是告诉我们，我们要从小孩子不断的成长，成为大人。
We are to keep growing in the Christian life.
我们应该在基督的信仰中不断的成长，成熟。
We're not just to drift along in life.
我们不是在生活中随波逐流，被动的接受信仰。
But we are to keep learning, obeying, and serving God.
我们必须有主动的心，去顺服，去学习神的，去不断的增长知识。
Now we can move to verse 11. Could we read together verse 11 and 12?
下面让我们一起来读六章十一到十二节。我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底，并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。We
are to press on to maturity.
我们应该坚忍的走向，不断的操练，走向成熟。
And verse 11 says we have to do this in order to make our hope in Jesus secure.
十一节告诉我们，我们之所以这样做，是让我们在基督里有满足的指望，一直到底。
So now I'd like us to move down to verses 19 and 20 and read those two verses.
下面让我们直接跳到19到20节，让我们一起来读。我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内，做先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
Verse 11 said that we are to make our hope in Jesus sure.
11节告诉我们，我们要在基督里的保守有满足的指望。
And verse 19 says we have this hope as an anchor for the soul.
19节告诉我们，我们有在基督里有这指望，就如同灵魂的锚。
Firm and secure.
又坚固又牢靠。
So our hope in Jesus and our trust in Jesus is like an anchor.
所以从这里看出，我们在基督里的信靠就像一个锚。
Last year in January, that the ship Kaitiaki was saved by its anchors.
去年一月份，那一艘 Kaitiaki 这个渡轮，它之所以能够成功的脱险，完全仰赖它那个坚固的锚。
But for the Wahine, many years before, the winds were too strong and the anchors could not hold.
但是多年以前，那一艘 Wahine, 它之所以沉船，是因为它的锚不够坚固，无法稳定住它自己的这艘船。
For you and me, our faith in Jesus is like an anchor in the storms of life.
对于我们在座的各位，你和我来说，我们的信心就像这个锚一
样。Our trust in Jesus is what will save us from spiritual shipwreck.
我们在基督里坚定的信心，使我们免于沉船。
Now for the Wahine, it was such a big storm that the anchors could not protect the ship.
在 Wahine 沉船的过程中，之所以沉船，是因为风浪实在太大，锚无法坚固。
But if we are trusting in Jesus,
但如果我们真的有信心，信靠神，信靠基督。
Then our spiritual life will never be pushed onto the rocks.
我们的生命不会被撞向那使我们沉船的岩石。
Jesus and God are so much more powerful than all the forces that oppose.
我们要相信基督耶稣的大能，使我们可以面对一切的风浪。
Now there are two interesting things that we should think about in verses 19 and 20.
所以有两件值得注意的事情，在19到20节。
Verse 19 says the anchor, which is our hope in Jesus.
十九节告诉我们，我们灵魂的锚就是我们在基督里的盼望和指望。
Goes into the inner sanctuary behind the curtain.
而且告诉我们，且通入圣所的幔内。
And verse 20 then talks aboutJesus is our high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
二十节 继续告诉我们，基督耶稣是照着麦基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司。
So we'll think first of all about this anchor being in the inner sanctuary, alright? And then a little later we'll look more at the priesthood in the order of Melchizedek.
接下来我们首先要来分享灵魂的锚如同通道，如同一个锚通到了幔内，然后第二步我们会分享基督耶稣照着麦基洗德的等次成了大祭司。
So if you look at the other side of the sheet of paper,
如果我们看这张纸的背面另一面，圣所帐幕。
This is a layout of the temple in the Old Testament.
对，这就是在旧约里我们所看到的会幕或者圣殿的一个图形结构。
It's actually of the tabernacle that they used in the desert before they could build the temple in Jerusalem.
当我们说帐幕的时候，是说他们在旷野行走的时候；当我们说圣殿的时候，是他们在大卫所罗门时间所建造的圣殿。
The temple area was a big area.
所以圣殿其实是一个很大的一块面积。
After all, sometimes there were a lot of people coming in for the feasts and big celebrations.
所以会有成千上万，可能不止成千，很多的以色列人会来到这里庆祝三大节日。
And also, it was where they killed the animals and then sacrificed them.
他们在这里献上成百上千的祭牲献祭。
So you'll see, in English it says altar of sacrifice down the bottom.
所以我们看到在这个图片的下面是铜祭坛，一颗方形的铜祭坛。
And then there was the laver.
然后在铜祭坛前面有个圆形的是洗濯盆。
The laver means a great big bowl full of water.
所以 laver 就是洗濯盆，是一个圆形的盆，里面盛满了洁净人的水。
Because the priests could not go into the building or into the tabernacle without washing.
所以当祭司要进入圣所的时候，他必须要先洁净自己。
Now, inside the tent or the building was the main area called the holy place.
所以在那块方形的建筑里面，方形的区域里面就称为圣所，长方形。
But then separated by a curtain,
然后这个长方形的区域被一条帐幕给分隔开来，
was the most holy place.
在那个帐幕里面就是至圣所。
And that was considered to be, as it were, the most holy place in this world.
我们也认为，我们也知道，这是这个宇宙天地间最至圣的地方。
A place of the special presence of God.
它是代表了神与人同在的特殊的区域。
Only the priests could go into the holy place.
只有祭司能够进入圣所。
Ordinary people could not go in.
一般的人是无法进入的。
But then only the high priest could go into this.Holy, most holy place.
但是祭司当中只有大祭司能够进入里面的至圣所。
and he could only go in once a year.
而且他只能每年进去一次。
After making special sacrifices for himself and all the people.
在经过为他们自己献上赎罪祭之后，他们才能进。
So, Hebrews is saying that the anchor of our life should be in that most holy place.
So, 希伯来书十九节的经文就告诉我们，我们在基督里的指望，我们灵魂的锚就应该是在这个至圣所里，冲入至圣所里。
Which means the presence.
就告诉我们，我们灵魂的锚应该与神与我们同在的地方相连接。
And so when it talks of the anchor being there in the presence of God,
就告诉我们，我们灵魂的指望在基督里，也就是在至圣所里与神相遇。
It's also saying that the only way we can get there is through.
而且我们灵魂的锚冲入至圣所的唯一方法就是在基督里。
Now, therefore the anchor is an illustration of the way in which our trust in Jesus.
所以锚在这里就是告诉我们，预表我们在基督里的信心。
Brings us to God.
带领我们来到神的面前，在基督里。
And that's the only way in which we can be forgiven.
只有在基督里来到神的面前，我们才能得到神完全的赦免。
So, it's a good thing to check ourselves often.
所以我们需要经常的进行自我审查。
Where does our anchor, where do we really put our anchor down?
我们灵魂的锚到底抛向了何处？
Do we really?Put our anchor down and trust in Jesus.
我们灵魂的锚是否真正的牢牢定睛在基督耶稣的身上？
Or do we really trust in things like money, family, all the things of life around us?
或者我们灵魂的锚只是牢牢地抓住这世界上的物质、财富、家庭，一切其他的东西。
So let's make sure we're not like the Wahinin.
让我们自我审查，不要像Wahinin那条船一样。
But we have anchors firmly in Jesus.
我们灵魂的锚应该是在基督里又牢固又坚固又牢靠。
Now the other thing that verse 20 talks about is that Jesus is a high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
第二十节我们看到基督耶稣是照着麦基洗德的等次成了大祭司。
To understand the importance of a high priest in the order of Melchizedek,
我们如何理解耶稣是照着麦基洗德的等次成为大祭司？
We need to compare that with the ordinary priesthood that we normally think of and read about in the Old Testament.
我们就需要来跟旧约里所启示的一般的祭司做一个比较。
The priesthood that we read about most of the time in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里所得到的关于祭司的启示
was established by Moses.
大部分都是来自于摩西的描述。
God gave Moses the Ten Commandments.
上帝在西奈山向摩西颁布了十条诫命。
And lots of other commandments about how to live.
还有其他无数的律例典章告诉我们应当在地上如何生活。
And about sacrifices and the work of the priests.
也同时包括了献祭和祭司的工作。
So, the Old Testament pattern that we read so much about.
所以旧约给了我们很多的这些信息。
Is the priesthood of the order of Aaron.
告诉我们祭司是按照亚伦的等次来选定来被高的。
Because Aaron was Moses' brother and he was the first priest.
我们知道亚伦是摩西的哥哥他也是以色列的第一位正式的祭司。
So, the high priest, well, the priests of the order of Aaron had to offer sacrifices for their own sins.
所以按照亚伦的等次所设立的祭司他们也需要为自己献上祭物。
As well as for the sins of other people.
就和其他寻常人为自己的罪献上祭物是一样的。
Because those priests were ordinary sinful people.
因为这些被选立出来的祭司他们和其他人都一样他们都是罪人。
Like us.
就跟我们在座的各位是一样他们不是什么特殊的人。
The high priest had to make sacrifices year after year.
从祭司当中的大祭司他每年都需要为自己的罪不断的献祭年复一年
and day after day,
日复一日献祭
because we are all sin.
因为我们知道我们里面的存住在我们里面的那罪
These high priests were imperfect and so their sacrifices were imperfect.
因为这些大祭司他本身也是不完全所以他需要通过献祭来除罪。
But Jesus is our high priest forever.
但是基督耶稣是我们永远的大祭司。
Is in the order of Melchizedek.
而且是照着麦基洗德的等次。
Jesus doesn't have to make sacrifices every day.
基督耶稣不需要每天都为自己去献祭。
Because his one sacrifice on the cross.
他只在十字架上一次献祭。
Was perfect.
而且是一次完美的献祭。
So only one sacrifice is ever needed.
所以他只有一次献祭，献上，永远献上。
Jesus died once for all.
基督耶稣在十字架是一举而尽全功，所以是一次献上、永远献上的献祭。
Now some of us may be very familiar with the story of Melchizedek, but perhaps some of us don't know it.
也许在座的各位，有的人对麦基洗德的故事非常熟悉，有的人可能并不熟悉。
So.Could we turn to Genesis chapter 14, please?
让我们一起来到创世纪第十四章。
Before we read, you'll see that chapter 14 is a story about Abraham and his nephew Lot.
14 章的主题是亚伯拉罕解救他的侄儿罗德。
And an enemy came and captured Lot, and his family along with everyone else in Sodom, and was taking them away up north.
所以大家看到在14章里看到迦南地的武王把他的攻陷了索多玛应该是，然后把亚伯拉罕的侄儿罗德给掳掠到北方。
And when Abraham heard what had happened,
当亚伯拉罕知道这个恶讯之后，
he took all his fighting men, probably all his shepherds and everyone else,
他就挑选了精壮的壮丁跟随他，
and chased after them,
一直追赶那武王，一直追往北方，一路追赶，
and defeated them,
并且打败了。
And so Abraham brought back all the people to their home.
然后亚伯拉罕成功地解救了他的侄儿罗德，并把他们妇人、孩子一起都带了回来。
With all the things that had been taken from the city of Sodom as well.
所以所有被从索多玛被掳掠的财物、人口，他们都成功地解救了出来。
But on the way back home, he, well, they all met Melchizedek.
在他们从北边，他们应该是追到但，然后从但最以色列最北边一路往回的时候，他们经过耶路撒冷的时候，他们遇到了麦基洗德。
So let's read a little bit about Melchizedek, which is from verse 17 to verse 20.
所以我们就一起来念这段故事，17节到20节。亚伯兰杀败基大老马和与他同盟的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来在沙威谷迎接他，沙威谷就是王谷，又有沙冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司，他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰，至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂的。亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
SoThe story about Melchizedek is just a little wee bit in the bigger story about Abraham and Lot.
在关于亚伯拉罕解救罗德的这个叙事当中，麦基洗的出现只是微乎其微的当中的一小段而已。
But it's also a very important little story to understanding the Bible.
但是尽管它的分量很小，但是却对我们理解整本圣经有很大的意义。
We read that Melchizedek's name means King of Righteousness.
我们知道麦基洗德他是正公义王
or King of Justice.
他是仁义王，他是公义王。
And he was theKing of the city of Jerusalem.
他也是耶路撒冷王，撒冷王。
Because Salem is a short name for Jerusalem.
撒冷王，撒冷就是耶路撒冷的缩写。
And Salem also has the meaning of peace.
所以撒冷同时在希伯来意味着平安。
So, Melchizedek was the king of righteousness, of justice, and of peace.
所以麦基洗德他是仁义王、公义王，同时也是和平之王。
and he was also the king of the city of
Jerusalem.
So he had many impressive titles.
所以他有很多至高的这个荣誉。
And he blessed Abraham.
然后我们看到他同时还为亚伯兰祝福。
And Abraham gave Melchizedek 10% of everything that they had.
并且亚伯兰还要把他所得的拿出十分之一来献给麦基洗德。
Now Abraham was very, very, very important, in the minds of Jewish people.
大家知道在以色列人的心目中亚伯拉罕的地位是非常非常之崇高的。
The father of the nation of Israel.
他是以色列之父。
But Melchizedek was blessing him.
但是在这里我们看到竟然是麦基洗德为亚伯兰祝福。
So, the story implies that Melchizedek is greater than Abraham.
从这个举动当中我们就可以看出在地位上麦基洗德比亚伯兰更高。
I hope you might be able to read this more fully in chapter 7 of Hebrews. Don't turn to it at the moment, but if you can make time to read it today, I trust that it will help verify what I'm talking about today.
希望大家今天有时间继续去读希伯来书七章，他对麦基洗德有更加强劲的描写。
And Hebrews further underlines the importance of Melchizedek.
所以在希伯来书里他进一步强调了麦基洗德的重要性。
And his similarity with Jesus.
同时也让我们看到麦基洗德与基督耶稣之间的相似性。
In two other ways.
在两方面我们可以看出来。
One,We don't know anything about where Melchizedek comes from.
首先，我们无法从圣经中得出麦基洗德他来自于哪里。
Nothing about his father, his family.
他无父无母，没有宗父。
His death.
他没有死亡。
Which is.Just as Jesus also had no earthly father.
就像基督耶稣他没有地上真正的父亲。
And Jesus defeated death.
基督耶稣战胜了死亡。
And rose from the dead.
他从死里复活。
And the second similarity with Jesus.
第二点的相似性。
Was that he was a priest and the king. A king.
麦基洗德他是一个王。
Now, that contrasts with the Old Testament where the priesthood and the kingship were always kept separate.
在旧约里祭司和王这两个抬头是分开来的。
Now, there's one more aspect, that we need to look at briefly, and that is in Psalm 102.
那我们再看一处经文，我们翻到诗篇。
Psalm 110.
翻到诗篇110篇。
And perhaps we can read Psalm 110 verses 1 to 4.
我们一起来读诗篇110篇1到4节。耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边， 凡我使你仇敌做你的脚凳，耶和华必使你从西安伸出能力的杖来，你要在你仇敌中掌权。当你掌权的日子，你的名要以圣洁的装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己，你的名多如清晨的甘露。耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔，说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
So this psalm is a kind of prophecy pointing to Jesus as our priest in the order of Melchizedek.
所以诗篇也向我们指出，基督耶稣就是麦基洗德在新约里的预表。
A priesthood that is perfect for our needs.
我们在我们的生命中，一个祭司是我们的确是我们最终需要的。
And I trust you can take that away and think about it, and it will help you to see the wider picture of the Bible and how important and central Jesus is.
所以我们通过圣经所有的这些启示，通过麦基洗德与基督之间的这个对比，让我们真的来思想基督耶稣在我们生命中的重要性。
So here are a few things that I would just summarize from what we have been looking at.
所以下面我就来，我们需要来总结一下刚才我们所分享的这些信息。
We can only relate to God through Jesus.
我们只有通过基督耶稣，我们才能真正的来到神那里。
And of course, that's why we pray in the name of Jesus.
这是为什么我们每次祷告结束的时候，我们都是奉主基督耶稣的名向神献上祷告。
That trusting, second one point, trusting in Jesus' perfect sacrifice is the only way to obtain forgiveness.
第二点，我们在基督耶稣里的完全信靠才是我们从上帝那里得到赦免的唯一道路。
3. The trusting in Jesus is like an anchor which will keep us safe and secure.
第三点，我们对基督耶稣的信靠才是我们真正灵魂的锚，既坚固又牢靠。
No matter what storms we face in life, we will be safe.
我们要坚信靠着基督耶稣，我们可以面对我们人生，我们生命当中一切的风浪，一切的患难。
For Jesus is our King of righteousness and justice.
第四点，基督耶稣才是我们生命中真正的仁义，仁义之王，公义之王和平安的主。
5. Jesus is our High Priest in the order of Melchizedek.
第五点，基督耶稣是按照麦基洗德的等次，在我们生命中永远成为永远的大祭司。
The only way to come to God.
基督耶稣是我们在来到神面前的唯一道路，唯独基督。
And 6, of course, is that we are to honor and worship Jesus as our King and our High Priest, through whom we can come to God.
第六点，基督耶稣是我们至高神的祭司，也是我们生命最高的王。我们只有在他里面，才能真正的来到神的面前。
And the final question: Where is our anchor? As we face the storms of life.
最后我们需要反省的是，当我们人生出现问题的时候，我们的锚究竟抛向了何方？
Let's read.
我们应该坚定的信靠国主基督耶稣。让我们一起来祷告。
Almighty God,
全能的父，
Thank you that we can come to you in the name of Jesus.
感谢你，我们可以在基督里来到你的面前。
Thank you that He died to pay the penalty for our sin.
感谢基督耶稣，在十字架上为我们的罪献上挽回祭。
Once for all.
一次献上，永远献上。
Help us to go on.And grow into spiritual maturity.
是吧？求你在基督里帮助我们，在基督里不断的成长，生命成熟。
Help us to have our anchor of faith and hope firmly in Jesus.
是吧？求你赐给我们在基督里更加坚定稳固的信心。
And guide us day by day to honor you.
是吧？让我们在每天的生活中，我们坚定的依靠你。
In Jesus' name,
Amen. Amen.